From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams, with a story about numbers and about people at a town in southeastern Pennsylvania called Parkesburg. It's spelled P-A-R-K-E-S, although the new signs from the State Highway Department left out the E.
I'm Jim Norton, and I've lived in Parkesburg for about 26 years.
My name's Roxanne Sokolowski. I've lived in Parkesburg for 22 years.
I'm Barbara Althaus. My husband and I have lived
my
in
name is
Parkesburg
White.
Since
I guess all my life lived here, 77 years.
My name is Sandy McLaughlin.
My name is Roy Skiles.
I've lived
Skiles.
In Parkesburg
I've lived
for
here
approximately 40
my
years.
My name's 65 years old.
In Parkesburg.
My name's
the town has about 3,500 people. That number is within the estimates of those killed by acts of violence on September 11th. To keep that total in mind, to better understand what's been lost, it helps to visit Parkesburg, Pennsylvania, and get to know a few of these 3,500 mothers, fathers, sons, daughters in the days before Thanksgiving, 2001.
I have five people in my family, myself and my wife,
my name is
and
Mary
three
Smith.
Children.
Curtis Wise. I'm 10 years old,
I
and I
drive
live
truck
with
Brandon
my
and
grandma,
Tony.
My aunt,
I'm coaching,
and my mom.
I work part-time at the dollar store on First Avenue, and I'm a hairdresser.
I have two daughters.
We like to go to NASCAR
I have a Sunday
races.
School
I'm
class.
An electronic technician.
And I collect antiques and I sing.
My children are the sixth generation to live in the home
pastime.
That we live in.
Is
I
acting.
Have a daughter of 16.
I travel, play golf.
Son
my biggest hobby
and
is being outdoors and hunting.
I have three children.
Knitting and crocheting.
I like to read a lot.
I'm a stay-at-home mom and raise three boys.
The trains come through the center of Parkesburg, some fast freights, and the Amtrak passenger trains. Philadelphia is only 43 miles away, and some people have moved out here so they could commute that way. The Pennsylvania Railroad brought Parkesburg alive. It became a town rather than a farming community. The early machine shops were here to keep the trains running between Philadelphia and Harrisburg. There's still a handsome old brick train station now being renovated. If you went off to war from Parkesburg, this is where you left from. And this is where the caskets would arrive after the families had been notified by telegram.
My name's Bill Wild, and I'm involved with a family business. I'm the fifth generation funeral director here in Parkesburg. One of my interests have been, for a number of years now, interviewing World War II veterans. I've been getting them on tape, and you know, in their 70s, they're in their 80s, some of them. And they're the kind of guys that once they go, their stories go with them. Just yesterday, we buried one fellow. He was in the 82nd Airborne, the 504 Parachute Infantry Regiment. He got the Combat Infantry Badge, Purple Heart, Bronze Star for Valor. Just regular guys, you know. And I've talked to families, and they say, well, you know, he never told us that, or we didn't know that about Dad or about Grandpa. And you still see almost every day that age group of fellas, guys, walk around town. If you're vigilant enough, you'll see them.
In a day's walk or a morning drive, you can see all the streets of Parkesburg. The numbered streets climb the hill on the south side of town. You'll drive along Spruce Street and Maple, Walnut, Locust. There's one long alley they say used to be an Indian trail. And you'll find some of the town's family names in the Catholic cemetery at the top of the ridge on the north side. There's a small flag at the gravesite of Michael and Jane Connolly. They came from County Galway in Ireland. Croatian names are here, a lot of Italian families, the men came as stonecutters. There's a social hall nearby with bingo games, and people can look out over the cemetery and see their old friends.
My name is John J. Mitchell, Jr., and I am 87 years old, and I spent all of my life, you might as well say, in the mushroom business. The mushroom business was good to me. I worked hard. I was able to send my four daughters to college and buy my home, and I traveled all of the United States, all of Canada. I worked 8 weeks a year in Ireland, and I worked a full year in Ecuador. I worked in northern Italy, and I thought that was beautiful. Genoa, Milano, Vicenza, Verona, Scio, Padua, and Venice, right across Rav4 on the northern part of Italy. I've enjoyed my life.
Early one morning after breakfast, in the doorway of an antique store, I noticed a box of records. A note said, "Free Christmas LPs." The one I chose features the Firestone Orchestra and Chorus. Parksburg's a good town for real antiques. It was a settled community before the Revolutionary War. Treasures remain hidden behind the lace curtains and wavy glass windows.
My name is Elizabeth Gibson. I've lived in Parksburg for 83 years. I've had a very long teaching career, and now I'm in the antiques business. Well, I like quilts, and there was an album quilt that came into a show, and I bought the quilt, and I just have never, never parted with it. Do you know about Baltimore Almond quilts? They were friendship quilts. And when the girl was getting ready to get married, her girlfriends would take the textiles and make a quilt patch. Then they would all get together and put the quilt together. And this was her bridal quilt. And this one is dated 1852. It is so beautiful. I keep it on the bed in the guest room, and I fold it and unfold it and just enjoy it.
Parksburg, Pennsylvania, with its 3,500 population, is served by 58 businesses, if you include the Parksburg Free Library. There's the Family Dollar Store, the Brandywine Quarry, Leon Wiggins Plumbing, dentists, doctors, lawyers. There's a bar called Stan's, and there's the Little Chef Cafe for breakfast and lunch. I heard one young waitress say to another, "Does your dad take decaf?" Okay. Parksburg still has a local hardware store and a local drugstore, although a Walmart is coming soon out by the main highway.
My name is Dick Frawley. I own the Frawley Company here in Parksburg. We've been in Parksburg since 1988. What we do is mechanical repairs, service, and restoration of Rolls-Royce and Bentley automobiles. We went to look at an old 34 Rolls-Royce back in 1975, and I said, gotta have that thing. And I thought it was the perfect car. There couldn't be anything wrong with that car. Well, everything was wrong with it. It's still not finished, as a matter of fact. And God, it's a hobby that got out of control. And one thing led to another, and after about 5 years, I went out and started my own business, and I've been doing it for 21 or 22 years. I'll bet half the people in Parksburg, even though it's a very small town, don't know what we do here. It's part of the landscape as far as they're concerned. The Amish folks come by in their horses and buggies. They seem to enjoy them more than the rest of the townspeople do. You know, they'll stop for a couple of minutes up here in the street and look down. Or if you're out road testing, if they're out in the fields, they'll wave at you, yell at you, do everything else. It's great.
On Saturday evening, the VFW post on 4th Street is grilling steaks for an informal Veterans Day dinner. Penn State is playing Illinois on the TVs above the bar. A mother shoots pool with her crew-cut 10-year-old son. On 1st Avenue downtown, it's the Turkey Raffle Fundraiser at the Parksburg Volunteer Fire Company.
Okay, we're going to spin for series 2945. Number 86.
Yeah, thank you.
The fire department always needs money, and the people of the town need these men and women for fire and rescue and ambulance service. It takes long hours every week, training and keeping the equipment in shape, and you'll hear stories from late at night about ghosts in the firehouse. Friendly sounds made by firefighters who have passed on. Parksburg Engine Company No. 1 has always been a full volunteer firehouse. No one's paid.
Series 2946.
My name is Richard Klingler II, 26 years of age, fire chief of Parksburg Fire Company. Firefighting has been in my family for basically all my life. Ever since I was born, my father was a fire chief. I grew up around it. When I was old enough to know what the pager was when it went off, I asked him if I could go. And probably by the time I was 7 or 8 years old, I was riding to him with fire calls. He did it. His father did it. His uncle did it. My other uncle did it. Grandfather did it. I mean, it's just more or less learned that you're in some way, shape, or form supposed to become involved with the fire company. I've been asked a couple times by my wife if we could move out of the area, and I just kind of laugh and say no, and she says, why can't we move? And she's like, oh, I know, it's the fire company. And I mean, there's just something, you want to uphold the name as far as, well, if you ask about Dick Klinger, my father, they say, yeah, he was a fire chief. And everybody knows him, and they knew what he stood for. And it's just like a foundation that I just want to keep building on and keeping our name involved with the fire company.
In Parksburg, there are 8 churches. This is the Bethany African Methodist Episcopal. 2 children in white robes come forward to light the candles. There's a prayer offered for the people of Afghanistan. And this affirmation, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. The Bethany AME Church is a small white wooden building. They tried to keep it looking much the way it did in 1896.
My name is Robin Cooper Hines. I grew up in Parksburg. Like the rest of my family, I've been at Bethany all of my life. The youngest memory I have was when I was about 3 years old. I was sitting on the back pew in this big heavy snowsuit. It was real cold, and I can remember like sleeping and rolling over to the side. So I can remember back that for about 3. And I'm now 45, so it's been a lot of years. There was one Christmas, and I was in 6th grade, right? My mom bought us roller skates. This was like, we were so happy to get these because we had a roller skating ring. Everyone in Parksburg can roller skate because that's all we had. So we all roller skated out at the old park at a roller skating rink. The gentleman and lady who owned it lived right across the street from us, so they used to get us all in a station wagon and take us out there. And I remember one night was for the blacks in town, and the other night was for the Caucasian people. And then after a while, that sort of faded out too, and it was like a multi thing. And all the parents could skate, my mom skates, everybody skates. It was a lot of fun. I still have my roller skates, and I still skate.
The people of Parksburg seem half a step and a smile faster to greet you than you'll find in the cities. They'll roll down their car windows and say, hey, you guys lost? And after I'd seen one fellow with a white beard around town a couple of times, I went up to him and said, are you the man I heard about who plays Uncle Sam in the parades? And he said, no, I'm the one who plays Santa Claus. And children and young people will come up and talk to you too. They're not so wary of strangers.
My name is Michael Gout Jr. I'm 19 years old. And I live in Parksburg, PA. I started playing basketball like 10 years ago. And I'm showing Nashville out on the court. I know what I'm doing at all times. I can see everything moving and going. One day, I'm going to be in the NBA. And if somebody don't believe me, I'm gonna prove them wrong. To be blunt about it, I wanted to move out of this state because I had so much bad memories from my childhood. I got hit every day of my life. The guy was my mom's ex-boyfriend. Part of my friends was a bastard. He was a drunk-ass bastard. I got in trouble at school, getting in a fight, skipping classes, all that mess. So that's my main reason that I don't want to stay. Hopefully I'm going to be the next Michael Jordan. But I still got a ways to go.
I had seen the posters up in town. A true classic. Come see it actually rain on stage. It's an ambitious high school production of the Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, Debbie Reynolds movie, Singing in the Rain. The rehearsals have been running hours long in the evenings.
Acting is great parts, wonderful lines, speaking those glorious words. Shakespeare, isn't it?
My name's Molly Gerlach. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior at Octora High School, and I've lived in Parksburg for 14 years. And I'm playing the part of Kathy Selden, which is the lead in the musical Singing in the Rain. I love to sing. I've always been in chorus. I was in the children's choir in church since I was tiny. But I'm not one who likes to sing in front of people. That's the part I'm most nervous about. But when I step out on stage and I can see there's hundreds of people sitting out in the audience, I know so many of them, either from babysitting them or teaching them piano lessons, growing up with them, being neighbors, Girl Scouts, and church members. That's very comforting to know that there's those connections, that there's that many people who know me and who are proud of me for being up on stage. I think I'll be all right.
In the late afternoon, you start to see the yellow school buses going through Parksburg and the countryside. Follow any of them, and you'll find the three consolidated schools built together on land that is still surrounded by farms. At 3:30, the buses ease up to the front door of the primary school. 500 kids, thrilled about going home, are released in stages.
You snapped your book bag, didn't they?
My name is Crystal Lees. I'm a second grade teacher. This is my eighth year teaching. I recently moved to Parksburg in July. I had a younger brother, 4 years younger than me. So we had, you know, the pretend school in the basement, and he had his desk, and I would sit him there. And we would just play school all day long. And I remember I used to take the chapter books or books that I would read and make like a fake library pocket and card and put them in each book, and he'd have to come to the pretend library and check them out. Well, recently, one of my kids was back at the library, like in my classroom, and they said, somebody wrote in one of your books. I said, oh, let me see. And there it was all my fake library cards were in the book. And the kids are like, you did that as a kid. I said, I knew since I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old that I wanted to be a teacher. And it never changed. So I know I'm doing the right thing.
In September, there had been a candlelight vigil at the park. Last week, a large sign went up on a front porch. Welcome home, Big E, USS Enterprise. Along the quiet streets in the evening in Parksburg, the families come together to talk. The news events of the fall are being spoken of with caution.
I'm Spike Carr. I'm 38 years old, and I'm a general contractor. I've been in Parksburg 11 years.
I'm Suzanne Carr. I'm 39, really. And I'm in the accounting department at Bethlehem Steel. We have 3 children. Maria, Kevin, and Emma.
I mean, that's our main focus right now in life, our children.
And every day, I feel like I'm appreciating certain things a little bit more. this weekend we went on a retreat with our church. That's a special time. It's in the woods. We walk down to the Susquehanna River and walk on the rocks, and that's fun, and they enjoy that, and they remember that, and those are important moments for me.
When we were talking about September 11th, our kids were asking how many people in it died, and we said the number, and you know that really didn't mean anything, so I knew that Parksburg probably had like 35 to like 4,000 people in it, and I said it would be like everybody in this town just died all at once. This town would no longer be. They said, does that mean like the school too, or the church? I said, yeah, it means everybody. Where we buy our ice cream and where we go grocery shopping. Pretty devastating.
In southeastern Pennsylvania and much of the East, the fall of 2001 will be remembered as well for the weather. Warm and dry with sparkling sunshine, it's been a saving grace. In the sky at night, over the town of Parksburg, over the farm fields out in the valleys, you'll see the stars clearly and the navigation lights of airplanes. The airports of Philadelphia and Baltimore wouldn't be that far away. At morning's first light, a farmer walks down a lane through the harvested cornfields. She has two dogs running in front and one following. The sun warms through the frost on the bare tree limbs. In town, a cook at the cafe starts frying up the potatoes and onions. A father tries to wake his kids. And this day begins in Parksburg, Pennsylvania.